A Christmas jigsaw puzzled life. A puzzlement, to be sure, is life, and its puzzles within puzzles. My wife works crossword puzzles as daily therapy, if she doesn't get to spend some time serially and intensely and uninterruptedly grimacing over a crossword puzzle at least once a week. Her balance is awry, and I am in danger. My presence is needed during those sessions only once or twice a year, when she, through kindness or distraction, will actually ask me for a difficult word. I'm usually wrong. My brother Ronnie is a jigsaw puzzle expert, always has been. The rest of the family is in awe of his ability to stick with a jigsaw puzzle, calmly scanning the table surface for the next exactly perfectly irregular piece that will go precisely over there, completing the pepperoni slice of the large pizza puzzle we just knew would finally, for once in his life, stump him. When Christmas shopping, we never find a puzzle that conquers him. Ronnie has even been known to turn a puzzle over, face down, and put it together just as effortlessly. We've given him mirror image puzzles designed to create stress of a high order, but he works them anyhow. Someday, I craftily plan to give him two identical jigsaw puzzles, mixed together in the same box, or a 20-foot by 20-foot jigsaw puzzle, if such exists. Even though the family has given him puzzles for Christmas for decades, he never complains. Of course, he probably would not complain, even if he quietly gave up the hobby years ago. He'd still work the puzzles out of politeness. At least there are two people in the family who are easy to give to. A crossword puzzle book for Liz, a jigsaw puzzle for Ronnie, and, make that three people, toys for me. Yes, nobody dares give me books anymore, for fear I already own everything, which I do. And ye gods forbid I should be interested in clothes or tool sets. No, I just want, you know, little inexpensive but eccentric toys. Anytime you're stumped over what to give me for another embarrassing birthday or another Christmas, it's safe to give me a toy. I'm surrounded by toys and books, and maybe that's why I am sometimes caught smiling for no reason at all in the midst of the terrorist activities of family and life. Just leave me alone, looking at my wind-up duck riding a tricycle, sitting on the ledge in front of me next to my Reed's Rocket Nutcrackers container and the plastic nose that dispenses ugly green candy. And I'm happy for a while. Just put me next to my signed and inscribed copy of Ray Bradbury's first book, and my copy of a first edition of Walt Kelly, and my copy of the unpublished work by my brother Tim and myself, Horace the Horribly Horse Horse, and I can muster a momentary smile. Just give me a place for my stuff, and I will somehow survive the obfuscation around me. Just give Ronnie a jigsaw puzzle, and he can be alone in the crowd for a few hours. Just give Liz her crossword puzzle and run for the hills, and she'll be blissful. Hope that, at Christmas, you have something you can hide out in for a mo'.